The Public Services Workers Union, PSWU, of the GTUC has lauded the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for working around the clock to hook majority of its members onto the single spine salary structure. The Deputy General Secretary of PSWU, Richard Ampabing, said 42 organizations under the union were successfully migrated onto the new pay policy by the end of June this year. This, he noted, means 315,344 out of 463,741 qualified public sector employees have been placed under the new pay policy since its implementation. The figure, he said, represents 68% of the total number of PSWU workers. Mr. Ampabing announced this when he addressed participants at the 8th Upper West Regional Delegate Conference of PSWU at WA. William Owusu Boateng has sent this report.
The Delegate Conference of the PWSU is a platform to promote its internal democracy and accountability. The regional conference, which was used to elect new executives, also took stock of the activities of the union with regard to its successes and challenges, with a view to chart a new course to enhance productivity. The Deputy General Secretary Richard Ampabing said without the proper functioning of the public services, the nation cannot achieve any meaningful and sustainable socio-economic development. He said in view of this, the PWSU has taken a stance to embark on a complete paradigm shift from its usual way of conducting business. Mr. Ampabing said the union will not only demand the best of working conditions for its members from government, but will also take members through intensive production and trade union education to sharpen their skills and knowledge to help give value to state resources. He recommended to organized labor and government to consider making the Fair Wages and Salary Commission an independent body to enable it to expedite action on issues and compliance emanating from the implementation of the new policy. The acting regional chairperson of the PWSU, Bruno Minkara, commended members for remaining resolute and committed to the cause of the union. He, however, charged them to be more active and assertive to make the PWSU a vibrant establishment. Presenting a report on the activities of the union in the region over the four-year period, the regional principal industrial relations officer of the PWSU, William Madi, said the union branch has over the 4 years organized training workshops and seminars to advance the knowledge base of members. He said in conformity with the resolve of the national executives to expand the membership of the union, the regional branch has worked assiduously to open up 3 new branches in the region to bring the number of branches in the region from 9 to 12.
William Owusu Boateng's report.